Hello and welcome back to your Wednesday Pulse. We will now be going over to Elliot, who will be talking about a woman who spent apparently £16 million in Harrods facing property seizure.
Yeah, so a woman who spent £16 million of quote-unquote unexplained wealth in Harrods has lost her appeal against a National Crime Agency bid to seize her luxury London home. The Court of Appeal has rejected Zemira Hajieva's attempt to stop the UK's first ever unexplained wealth order from being implemented against her. She must reveal how she became wealthy enough to buy a mansion near Harrods and the golf course in Berkshire. She faces losing the properties if she can't provide proof of income. Her husband is a state banker who was jailed for fraud in their native Azerbaijan. The couple deny all wrongdoing and she has not been charged with a crime in the UK. However, the court required making an unexplained wealth order. The relevant requirement for making the order is that the court must be satisfied that there is a reasonable grounds for suspecting that the known sources of the lawfully obtained income available would have been insufficient to enable him or her to obtain the property. So basically, HMRS has basically sat there and gone, this woman has come in and spent a lot of money, and where's it from? And the government has, or the National Crime Agency has basically said, well, we're going to fire you under the this unexplained wealth order, which is a new, relatively new system they've put forward. And basically the question is this right? I mean, we live in an innocent until proven guilty legal system. And obviously they've kind of just sat there and gone, well, it's up to you now to prove to us that that money was done legally. So you're guilty until proven innocent. Otherwise, we will take your home and we will take your private assets. Is that legally fair for the government to do?
Well, I think there is a reason why they would want to do this. Obviously, unless, like, if she can provide where money's come from, she's not going to lose her house. I think, you know, it's as simple as that. But I think the whole point of unexplained wealth orders is that we don't know where this money is coming from. I think there's a reasonable... it wouldn't be unreasonable to say that obviously her husband was jailed for fraud as a member of a bank, I think it was. And so obviously there is kind of precedent with what's been going on in her life. But I think also this idea of unexplained wealth orders, if you look at the dirty money, because obviously the UK, and especially London, is being used quite a lot for money laundering and other types of activities where essentially you stick all your money into property and therefore it's kind of kept safe from taxes and stuff like that. So like any hidden earnings you can put into the property and it keeps it safe. And so I think London has been a massive target for this. And so I think it's good that these have been used. And it's only the first one. And obviously it's not perfect because they've been... kind of like litigating it for the last a year and a half, so obviously it's not perfect, but I think there is a real problem in London with, you know, these properties kind of lying empty because they're being used by shady dealings and you don't really know who owns something because it's owned by an offshore company that's registered in like the Cayman Islands or something like that. So I think obviously if you don't know where it's come from and you can't prove where the money's come from, I think there is reason behind what the law says.
Also, I don't think the whole they would be doing threatening to seize her house potentially if her husband hadn't been arrested for whatever he was arrested for. I think that has probably put a little spin on this case a bit. I don't think they would probably be investigating it this deeply if her husband hadn't been arrested for what he did. So it kind of shows that this is definitely... I just don't believe that it's just out of nowhere and it's out of the blue. I think that they probably have... They potentially have more reasons why they are investigating her in this way. Potentially, we as the public are not allowed. We've benefited enough to know what they are. But I think that there must be something that we either don't know or that we potentially might find out.
I mean, if you can provide where the money comes from, it's as simple as that. I mean, if you can't or don't want to show where the money's come from, then obviously there's something wrong going on.
But if you apply that to internet privacy, oh, don't worry, the government can look at your internet history. If you don't want to, or there's something dodgy, then there must be something dodgy going on there.
I don't agree with that. Same thing there.
I think it is. It's the same idea of innocent until proven guilty. The government has a suspected reason why something might be going on. They suspect that I might have something dodgy in my search history, so they have the right to go on my computer and look at the stuff. And it's not the exact same thing, definitely not. But the idea if the government had come forward and said, you know what, this is flat out full on proof that you've done this, prove is wrong, then that is perfectly fine grounds. But the fact that they haven't got that proof and they said it's her job to prove to them that the money that she has is completely legal is wrong. If the government's going to file this sort of suit and put someone under a 7 days to comply, otherwise they're going to seize your assets system, they need to have more solid proof than, oh, well, your husband did something a bit dodgy, therefore you must also be guilty of that.
I mean, I think they do have more intelligence on it than they're telling us, for whatever reason. I think the fact that he's been convicted for fraud is quite a big deal. And I would also say that a comparison might be, for instance, like stop and searches that you get in London. It's kind of a physical version of that. Like police, if they have reason to believe, they don't have to provide like concrete evidence that you are in fact like carrying a gun or something or a knife or whatever. They can just search you if they think that. And obviously there have been a lot of issues with that. But like I would say that the principle is still the same. It's not a case of just like innocent until proven guilty. It's a case of, oh, we have suspicious reasons why you might... No, it's not just that she's wealthy and they're like, oh, well, that's weird, like, prove it. They don't just go around random people and say, prove your wealth. It's because her husband's convicted of fraud and she seems to have an enormous amount of wealth and it doesn't seem to make any sense. And again, I think there is probably more intelligence than they're letting on. So I feel like maybe it's just a case of they're giving her the opportunity to say, like, they're not going into her. They could potentially if they have evidence, which it seems to be the case. I mean, he's been convicted of fraud and she clearly has no means herself. I wouldn't have thought to buy a £15 million house. So I think potentially that they're not going through her bank accounts and saying, well, clearly this has come out of nowhere. They're giving her the opportunity to prove it and she currently can't.
Yeah, it's not exactly like this house is hidden, is it? It's like, there's this £15 million house. How did you get it? I think, it's just like that. It's like, obviously, when if it's like the fact that you own a house isn't exactly in the same sphere as internet history, I would think. Realistically, it's like, it's and she also owns a golf course. It's, you know, it's millions of pounds worth of stuff. And so I think it's, you know, not too unreasonable.
Obviously, I think I disagree. I think it is unreasonable. I don't know. I mean, also another fact is that obviously her husband was accused of fraud in Azerbaijan, right? Mm. And naturally, what I'm assuming is they're not just saying, oh, your husband did fraud in Azerbaijan, so there you must also be a fraudster and did it in the UK. It happened in Azerbaijan. I think what they're trying to infer is that the money that she has is from fraud, is from the fraud in Azerbaijan. So then why is it the UK's legal right to or legal job to sort that out? It's surely the whole thing should be sorted and has been sorted in Azerbaijan. It's not the UK doesn't have that international precedence over that. It's not as if it's been taken from the UK economy and that all that happened. It's not as if the money's been made in the UK and they're, oh, God forbid they do tax evasion, because tax is moral and legal and everything like that, but whatever. Like it's the idea of you've had this, yeah, this, they've not, the income has almost certainly not come from the UK. It's not taking anything out of the UK economy. It would have come from Azerbaijan. So why is the UK National Crime Agency looking into this, assuming that there is a crime? But as far as I'm aware of, they haven't proved any reason for a crime. They haven't proved any proof of a crime, no evidence for crime. They're kind of just going off the wind because they're the government and one rule doesn't apply to them that applies to us. Because I'm telling you for a fact that more than £16 million goes missing a year to our government in wasted products or things that they don't want to tell us. So, you know, let's a bit of that, you know. It's no, I disagree. I don't think the government has a precedent to for the UWO to first of all exist, and second of all for them to use it.
And maybe this is a quite a good advantage for UK government, because they want to judge her, but 2 years ago she sent to Azerbaijan to be judged. However, now she's in here, and maybe the government think that it's a great amount of money and it's a great amount for UK's economy. Maybe it's something like this, I don't know.
Yeah, London has precedent for this kind of thing, so it wouldn't be surprised if the money from the house ended up here illegally.